Track 10, The Mardler. A roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Local charity Little Lifts is piloting a new service for breast cancer patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH. The new surgery box, which will initially go out to 600 patients, includes a range of items specifically designed to support people about to undergo lumpectomy and mastectomy surgery at the hospital. Now, the charity already provides 10 hospitals across East Anglia with a chemotherapy box and a radiotherapy box for breast cancer patients about to undergo treatment. Founder of Little Lifts, Owen Hackett, said, "Surgery for a lumpectomy or a mastectomy can sometimes be the first aspect of treatment for many, and it can be a very overwhelming and worrying time. And so it's our mission to support every patient at every step of their active treatment. And this new service ensures that every single breast cancer patient receiving treatment is being supported. And just like Little Lift's chemotherapy box and radiotherapy box, the new surgery box will offer practical and emotional support. The items include a gentle body wash and a flannel, a reusable straw to support hydration, and chocolate."
Volunteer of the Year. Norfolk Gardens Trust volunteer Roger Last has been named winner of the Gardens Trust Volunteer Award 2023. This prestigious award was presented to Roger for his work producing the critically acclaimed Norfolk Gardens Trust book, Enticing Paths, a fascinating dig into the county's horticultural heritage and the secrets behind its best-loved gardens. Roger volunteered countless months to research, part write and edit what has been described as a 480-page blockbuster. Roger certainly achieved his aim to deliver a book which would have both academic and popular appeal, and importantly, sell. With only 50 copies remaining at the time of writing, it's almost sold out.
Now, if you've been out and about in Norwich recently, you've probably come across one of the new book benches. Brought to the city by the Experience Project, including Norfolk County Council, Norwich City Council and Norwich Business Improvement District, in collaboration with the National Centre for Writing, the Trail of Eight Benches recognises and celebrates Norwich's status as a UNESCO City of Literature. References to authors and book titles with connections to Norwich and Norfolk include Anna Sewell, S.T. Heyman, Julian of Norwich, Philip Pullman, Rachel Hall, Stephen Fry and Joyce Dunbar. And the benches are placed in locations to celebrate the importance of the written word and the power of storytelling, including Rampant Horse Street, Upper St. Giles Street and All Saints Green.